We had a store, and the idea was we traded furs, bought their furs in exchange for supplies they needed. Their supplies, of course, were very limited. They were flour, ammunition, tea, traps, likes of such, sugar. But and there was no currency exchange whatsoever. We used tokens, cross-the-counter tokens. Each felt was worth so many tokens, and as I traded, we took the tokens off the table. I also learned the first tokens that came in, they were called beaver tokens, and they came from the inland stores. We called the Indian stores inland stores, and they were called beaver tokens because they represented a beaver pelt.
Yeah.
In the Arctic, you don't have beaver. But they brought in those tokens. Then they started out a token system of their own, and it was just strictly a skin system, one skin. It started with 25 cents, 50 cents, $1, and a skin, you might say. But basically, as they went along, as tokens came along, they tried to make them like we did, like our currency.
Yeah.
Nickels, dimes, quarters, in that respect, but in tin tokens. So that they didn't have to take them home. They never took them home, they always left them with us. Whatever was left was a credit on the books. And when they came down the next time, we'd ask them how much they want trade, and we'd lay out tokens.
Oh, well, that's interesting, because I thought that people would have those tokens.
No,
there were thousands and thousands in circulation.
Never. They never took a token away from the store. The tokens belonged to us.
So each store had its own set of tokens.
Absolutely.
Enough for how much?
How many skins you want? You could be up to 100, 200, depending how many skins they had. Sometimes they have an awful lot. And needless to say, when they brought in a large supply of skins, a large amount of skins, they wouldn't trade it all. They wouldn't want it all. Mm-hmm. Because they got to live in the summer. So they left it as a credit on our books.